This call is being recorded.
Hello, is this Karen?
Yes, the last 4 digits is 0522.
Okay, real quick, Karen, I do have to mention that our calls are recorded here for quality and training purposes. Let me go ahead and pull up that information one more time here. Thank you for calling me back. One more time, what was the last four?
0522.
Gotcha. That's all the information that we needed here. What I want to do before we move forward, I just want to go through all of the questions, kind of run through the information that I was able to get from you. If you hear anything wrong, just stop me and say it's wrong, okay?
Okay.
So far you'd mentioned to me that you were diagnosed with a meningioma on your brain, and the date of diagnosis was in June of 2023, and your date of birth was on April 27th, 1952. You'd also mentioned that your daughter was taking Depo-Provera, and I'll be making sure to... One more time.
My date of birth is April 25th, 1960.
Gotcha. April 25th, 1960.
Yes.
Thank you. And I'll also be sending you a text at the end of this call, so that way, if your daughter wants to reach out to me, she can reach out to me as well. You'd mentioned that you were taking the Depo-Provera shot through Pfizer. It wasn't the generic brand. And you were using it for 3 years, and you had 4 injections a year, so about 12 times in total. You did start using it after January 1st, 1992. You'd mentioned that you started using it in May of 2020 up until about June of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
You'd also mentioned that the doctor that administered it to you was Dr. Jeffrey McCaud. They're at SGMC Health. And that's off of 2501 North Peterson or Patterson Street. That's the main office, though. You mentioned that you probably were at one of their branches, but that's completely fine. He was also Dr. Jeffrey McCaud was the same doctor that prescribed it to you. He administered it and prescribed it to you. Dr. Jeffrey McCaud was also the same person, the same doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma. But you didn't go to him for treatment. You went to Dr. William Boydston at the Colquitt Regional Medical Center. Gotcha. Then you'd mentioned that you were hospitalized for the meningioma back on August 1st of 2023. And prior to that, prior to your treatments and everything, you've never been exposed to radiation, nothing like that. You mentioned that your symptoms started beginning. You started noticing your symptoms about a year or so after you started using the Depo-Provera. You mentioned that you started getting confused, a lot of memory loss and headaches. That's what kind of sounded the alarm. And that was about a year after you started taking it, right?
Right.
Gotcha. And then finally, you'd mentioned your emergency contact is your daughter, Genesia? Genesia, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that's your daughter, 773-217-3747.
Yeah.
Perfect. And last question, are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Am I able to provide what?
A large eligible signature. I'm going to be sending you over some forms through text. They'll be through DocuSign.
Yeah.
And one of the forms is going to ask you to draw on your signature. So just kind of wants you to draw it as legible as you can, basically.
Yeah, I can.
Perfect. I'm going to send you over some documents. You should be getting those texted to you here in about 10 or 20 seconds. Just bear with me 1 second here. And as soon as you see that pop up on your phone, should say Travis Conroy from Mass Tort Strategies has sent you some documents to review.
Okay, I got that.
Perfect. That text message should contain a link, which will direct you to DocuSign.
Okay.
And as soon as you hit that link there, you should see, it'll ask you if you want to agree to SMS messages. You're going to want to say yes to that. Then you should see a couple yellow continue buttons.
One second.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll be giving you the phone number for Ben Martin. That's the attorneys that you're going to be working with. So I'll make sure that you have their phone number and explain to you what to expect next after this as well.
Okay. So I just signed, continue. Okay.
And if you get stuck at all, you can let me know and I can help guide you through it. But you see the documents in front of you there?
It should be gone. Okay, so I'm done.
Perfect. Bear with me one second. Let me double check if everything looks good on my end here. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold for just one second real quick, Karen?
Sure.
Perfect. I'll be right back. I appreciate your patience.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Karen, you there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for holding. So I was just double checking that the documents look good on my end and everything looks good to go. So that's perfect. What I want to do before we wrap things up, want to make sure you know what to expect next. The law firm Ben Martin will be reaching out to you soon, and they may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign some additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So that information, your social security number, try to keep that handy because they may ask you for additional information there. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly on your case. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from Ben Martin in the next 24 to 48 business hours, I highly recommend giving you a call or giving them a call directly to follow up. And I'll be giving you their phone number, but can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And please note as well that once your file goes through quality assurance on our end here, I may be giving you I may be giving you a call back within the next few hours or so to transfer you over to Ben Martin directly before they reach out to you. So keep that in mind. But do you have any other questions before I submit your information?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and give you Ben Martin's phone number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Gotcha. Bear with me one second. That is going to be, let me see here. Bear with me one second. I want to make sure I'm giving you the correct number here. I apologize. Do you mind if I put you on one more brief hold for just a second?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll be right back. Thank you for your patience. Okay, you there, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay, there. Ben Martin's phone number is going to be 214.
Uh-huh.
231-9824. And do you need me to spell the attorney's name one more time?
You said Ben Martin.
Ben. Yeah, Ben Martin. So that's B E N as in November. And then Martin gotcha, M-A-R-T-I-N. And that's the name of the firm. So it's not going to be Ben Martin directly reaching you. That's the name of the law firm that's going to be reaching out to you, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. And you have my phone number there, the 949 number, right?
Yeah.
If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me directly. I'm just an intake agent here, but we do have connections with the law firms that we work with, so I can kind of act as your liaison. If you have any questions or concerns, I could try to submit that over to the attorneys for you, okay? So don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns as well.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Do you have any other questions for me today, Karen, before I let you go?
Nope. Nope. Awesome. That's it. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate your time. You have a great day today, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.